Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, Silicon Valley Bank's collapse in America may force the European Central Bank to reassess its plans for a series of interest rates rises this year. The ECB was expected to announce a 0.5% interest rate rise this Thursday, but experts are now predicting that market uncertainty may provoke a rethink on those plans. Higher ECB rates directly affect around 300,000 Irish people who have tracker rates on their mortgages. Well, I'm joined now by Katie Martin, who's markets editor with the Financial Times. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, how are you doing?
We've been following the collapse of the bank in the United States at a bit of a remove. I mean, it reminds us of what happened in 2008. But there's a chance now that its collapse could impact a lot of people in their pockets now. So explain to us how this could affect ECB interest rate decisions.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you'd be forgiven for never having heard of Silicon Valley Bank before, you know, this time last week. But it has just been an absolutely explosive collapse over there. And it's really shaken up markets really quite badly. And the reason that it affects, you know, the euro in your pocket effectively is that it's made investors think, is it really possible for central banks to keep pushing interest rates up as quickly as they have been doing to tackle inflation? Or are they risking effectively setting off an explosion somewhere? So in the UK, a few months ago, you'll remember the UK government bond market had quite a moment when there was a budget that the market didn't like. Now we've got a situation where there's a series of, you know, quite small, you know, comparatively regional banks that have started blowing up in the States. And the worry is that exactly that, that maybe central banks can't keep up this battle with inflation without causing other horrible problems elsewhere. So, you know, right now, you know, chances are that the European Central Bank will stick to a half percentage point rise in rates later this week. But there is a sense that's being expressed through market pricing now that maybe they will shy away, maybe they'll go for something smaller, maybe they will indicate that over the next few months they won't be quite as aggressive as they had previously expected. So it's very odd that this bank out in San Francisco can end up affecting, you know, your savings and your mortgages over in the UK and in the Eurozone, but that's certainly how it's shaking out at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were expecting interest rates to continue to rise. There were all the signs were that we were going to get another one, but there have been five this year, Katie.
Yeah.
It's been very significant for people who are on tracker mortgages. So is it the case now that given what's happened to Silicon Valley Bank, that the wisdom of all of those increases happening in 1 year is being questioned?
Definitely. I mean, you know, the idea that interest rates will keep just sailing higher around the world and that they will end up at a significantly higher place. The professional investors, this has been the absolutely consensus trade for the past few months. People who had that bet on, you know, professional hedge funds and whatnot, that had that bet on last year, made a ton of cash. And so the entire market ran into this year thinking that it's going to be exactly the same. And they have been steamrolled. You know, the size of the moves that we saw in the bond markets globally yesterday were just enormous, you know, bigger than 08, just in terms of the bond market shock. Now, if you look at benchmark indices for stock markets, they've kind of brushed this off, which tells you that this is a bit of a kind of explosion in bonds, and it is an explosion in that bet on interest rates more than it is an explosion kind of more generally. I don't think this is an 08 shock. I don't think you're going to see a generalized run of bank failures across the world. But the market is saying that they are worried about those smaller banks that are very exposed to tech, very exposed to crypto, exposed to some of the more kind of speculative markets like that. And they're saying that the Fed, you know, the Federal Reserve in the States and the European Central Bank might just get a bit of a case of the heebie-jeebies and decide to go a little bit more slowly.
So is all of this a shock to the markets then, Katie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, when we were talking to people on Friday around, you know, here's this bank in the States, it's blown up. What do we think? You know, the regulators have taken it over. Pretty much every big investor that we spoke to said, look, this is just this one bank. It had its own problems. It's clearly had, you know, its issues with the way that it's been run, the way that it's managed its risks. I really wouldn't worry about this exploding into anything bigger. fast forward to Monday, and the market absolutely lost the plot on the bond side. So it's definitely a shock to see the scale of the moves that we have seen. But again, I wouldn't run away with thinking this is a direct parallel to 2008. Mm-hmm. I think this is a specific issue around banks that have taken on certain kind of risks that you look at now and you think, what on earth were you doing? But I think the impact will run and run. Now, we do have some inflation numbers coming soon from the US. We'll see what they look like. If the inflation numbers are still incredibly high, then I think some of this kind of idea that the Federal Reserve will back away will probably
dissipate.
That will get flipped over as well. So we're seeing huge amounts of volatility because no one knows which way we're going to run in terms of this battle between inflation on the one hand and horrible financial accidents on the other. This is going to be a tense situation for a while, I think.
All right, it's a watcher. Katie Martin, thank you very much. Markets editor from the Financial Times. More music from Lisa McHugh on the way.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.